KFAS, monitoring statewide one.
WOJ on statewide one. Give it us over. Give it us over. KF8BRC. Copy KF8ATC. I no copy KF8BRC. This is KF8ATC. We're clear and listen.
KF8ENF from Harbor Springs.
The Harbor Springs Station. This is N6WY. November 6, Whiskey Yankee, N6WA, Shelby Township.
Hey, good afternoon, David. This is KF8ENF, Bentley in Harbor Springs.
Hello, type in, got down, Bentley. I never talked to you yesterday. Hopefully I'm making the repeater. I'm in a room in my house that doesn't have a very good line of sight to the computer, I mean to the repeater, because of it's down on a lower level. The other day when I was talking to you, it was on the upper level. But it seems to be holding. As I told you yesterday, I'm Shelby Township, and right now I'm battling radio ID. I'm trying to get a NXDN ID, but I can't log into my radio ID account. It just says invalid credentials. That doesn't give me much to go on. Is my password wrong or is my call sign wrong? I can get an email from them, but they're not responding with the trouble ticket yet. Why I can't log in. Go ahead.
Well, you're getting into the repeater just fine. I read you loud and clear, number one. Number two, I'm not sure if the FCC is affected by the current situation with the partial government shutdown or not, but I applied for a vanity call sign a couple of weeks ago and kind of surprised I haven't heard anything yet. And looking at the website, which loads pretty slowly, by the way, so I'm thinking that might need some maintenance. Doesn't seem like it's budged at all on the status, so it could be a couple of things going on related to government inefficiency.
About the FCC website, I think this radioid.net is non-governmental. It's run by a bunch of amateurs, being ham radio operators. And it's got a few automated replies, and if that doesn't work, well, you're just out of luck. Radio ID is where you get your DMR ID, and I was trying to get an NXDN ID, but, I can verify that my DMR ID is still valid by the radioid.net, but I can't log into my account. Very frustrating. And one thing I get when I try to log in my account is invalid credentials. I hate airs remarks like that. The computer knows what's wrong. Why not, give more information like password incorrect or account expired or account blocked. Invalid credentials doesn't help anybody.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do. Okay. I would just suggest just try to log back in and use the option forgot password. And try to reset your password and get it started over again.
Once. It's the same for, it just takes you around and around. It doesn't resolve the issue. I got an email from them that says, we request to recover your radio ID account. And then this expires in 60 minutes. And I click the button to recover my account, and it takes me to the login page, and it goes around in a circle again. Oh, my gosh. I must have and sent me another one just right now as I'm talking to you. And you will only be able to use this link once. Recover my account. So I'm going to click it. Home page, and the only option I have is to log in. And it won't do anything.
Good luck. Hope that you can get it figured out with them.
Oh, well, that's my problem today. Yeah, it says log into your account. It doesn't say password recover or anything. It's just the same thing. And of course, if you create an account, then you're banned for life. Or what's happening in Harbor Springs?
Sorry, your transmission was clipped. Say again.
I'm a little bit quick on the push to talk. Sorry about that. I was just curious, how's the weather in Harbor Springs? Turned out to be a nice day after the fog lifted here. So, nice sunny day now, not too cold. Very pleasant outside.
Yeah, we've got a beautiful day up here too, 45 degrees. Thermometer on the sunny side of the house said 49, and plenty of sunshine. So I got out and enjoyed some of it this afternoon for a nice little walk with my wife, and soaked up that sunshine. It's very welcome right now.
Same thing. I was with my granddaughter. She's taking a driver's exam tomorrow, and I had some parking sticks or those cones set up for her to parallel park. And she did about 30 times, and about 3 times she failed. And I told him, well, you figure your pass. 3 out of 30, you're going to fail. But the good news is, 27 times out of 30, you will pass. So maybe the one time you have to do it for the parking test, if you wanted the 27 times, where you did it right. So hopefully she will do it right tomorrow. And it's supposed to rain tomorrow here. Temperature here, though, is 44, so we're not too far apart on temperatures.
Yeah, I think probably the whole state right now has got a pretty nice day of decent weather. So we'll take it. Let March roar in. This is pretty all right if it's going to be like this.
You know the old saying about March. If it's nice in the beginning, it's going to be lousy at the end. Something about a lion in the lamb. So I think we got to be nice in the beginning right now, and we're going to pay for it at the end of March and probably in April. I remember my first year here, I went hiking a golf course with a bunch of people. The golf course was supposed to be open for golfing. It was 1 April, maybe 2nd April around there, 1st or 2nd of April. And we were hiking in snow over my boot. So that's about 6 inches of snow. And they didn't have any golf out there.
Yeah, April is definitely a wild card month. We usually get at least one snowstorm in April that takes us right back to winter. But typically by the middle of the month, it starts to clear up and get a little bit nicer, and then all the trilliums come out in May, and then you know you're there.
Well, I made up my mind not to clear snow anymore. I got a big heavy-duty snow thrower, which is very easy to walk behind because it pulls itself. But I'm not going to start that thing again the rest of the year. I'm just going to let the sunshine melt it. And the March and April sunshine melts snow very rapidly.
All depends on how much you get at a time when it snows. If it's just a small amount, then you can wait it out. But up here, we get 3, 4, 6 inches of snow. You're going to have to do something with it.
Well, I hope we don't get that much. Well, anyway, I think I'm going to go back to my computer here and forget about the radio ID for a day and see if they will respond to me with my trouble ticket. They did sign me a trouble ticket. So I don't know what else to do. This is N6WY.
Well, good luck on that, Dave. Hope it sorts itself out. Maybe the wait 24 hours thing is the right plan. I'll catch you another time. KF8ENF.
KF8ENF. This is N6WY.
NAWRO, KDA, LAX, statewide one.
NAWRO. Hey, Dean, go ahead.
I'm just out here on the way to work, and I've tried analog and digital. Trying to make contact on the way home, but I think it's a little too early on the way home, and on the way back, on the way to work, I think I miss all the traffic that I'm going in right before everyone gets real live on the radio. How's you been, Tim?
NAWRO, good, Dean. Haven't heard from you in a long time. I was just thinking about that, and curious what your hope you're doing good, and then curious to know what your schedule is tomorrow for Thursday net.
Yeah, copy that. I talked to John. My schedule is 5P to 5A, so I'm probably not going to be able to handle my net duties. I will try to check in as an in and out, but I will be on the clock, so I'm unsure if I will be able to do so. Unfortunately, everything we do is on Thursdays, and that's my prime time.
Copy that. I understand, and that's what I anticipated. I just wanted to verify. But if you already spoke with John, I'm sure he's going to end up taking the net, and we'll be fine. But one of these days, of course, you'll be off that shift and on to another, and you'll be able to jump back in it again.
Yes, absolutely. And last night, after 7 hours, I finally had a breakthrough with Meta. So I had talked to Dave, and we said, forget all this malarkey. We're starting fresh and starting new. I went to do that, and they said, well, wait a minute. It appears as if you're making a new one in spite of our decision. And posted that one up for review, and I was like, all right, what am I supposed to do? And finally, I got a response back on how I was supposed to do it. So we now have a page. I'm just customizing it, getting all the links for the website, phone numbers, stuff like that, and then I will roll it out here soon.
Well, that's excellent news. Very glad to hear that. I was just anticipating we're going to have a dead end for a little bit of a longer time, but yeah, real good news to hear that, and then we'll make use of it. I'll be doing a new version of the postcard real soon, so by the time I get to that, I'll be able to incorporate that on there as well.
Yes, absolutely. It was a big relief. I sat on the computer for, like I said, probably about 6-7 hours playing around with it, and finally got it figured out. So that was not as exciting as some people might say, but for me, and as long as I've been fighting it, I was definitely excited. KE8LX Friday.
No, I totally understand. We all have our different silos we're in, our little different projects that we're assigned, and when we get there, we want to get them done. We want to get them completed, as best we can. But when you hit roadblocks like that, there really is not much you can do about it. In my case, I'm happy to be able to get the background checks. We're getting real close to having them done. The great majority of the members are already cleared. And then from this point forward, we'll just do them as we get the new ones on board, and then probably annually after that. But a little bit of a process at first, kind of similar. We had to get approval for the iChat account so we can do free runs for volunteers. And that helped out a lot. Otherwise, it'd be like $320 every year, and that's just something we don't have to spend now. So it's always good. Save where we can.
Yeah, copy that. And Dave was showing me that, I think, maybe a month or so back. And that definitely was exciting, and it sounds like it's going well. So that was definitely something we needed.
Yeah, copy that. We got word from Wally from the Muskegon there. We got some information from that conference that he's at
So when he gets back, I'll get a briefing from him and pass it on to everybody else. Same conference that Sean was at, so looking forward to hearing news from that.
Copy that. Where will your summary update be posted?
Well, I have nothing in the works as of yet, but and I'm not sure if you heard, but we did postpone the leadership meeting for this month, more than likely to the first Monday of next month. So, you know, again, the timing might be wrong on that. It's a Monday. I'm not sure if that Monday you'd be available, but, you know, possibly we can get together at MISD on that day to try to put all this together, you know, and have all the different leadership teams give their briefing like we did before.
Copy that. Mondays work for me. On my short week, I don't work Mondays, and on my long week, I don't work Mondays. It's kind of weird because my long week is also my long weekend. So my long week, I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, and my short week, I work all weekend, but I get Monday, Tuesday off.
I copy that. It sounds a little familiar to the schedule that we used to have back when I was on the job. But again, you guys are working the 12s. We only work the 8, so a little different. But occasionally we did have a 4-day off. I used to like the 4 days. At one point I had an 8-day stretch, so I didn't like to work an 8 days in a row. But unless it changes tentatively, it should be the Monday after Easter. So that would be April 6th at MISD. Should be 4 o'clock, I believe.
Copy that. Well, if that's the schedule, I will be able to attend that. But I'm going to say 7-3 here. I'm sitting in front of work. I'm going to go in and get set up. I like to go in and get set up a little bit early so I'm not rushing. But I do appreciate the QSO. Like I said, I try to call out after work every day and typically before work every day, but I just haven't been lucky, so I definitely appreciate it. But I'll say 7-3, and I'll be clear on your final. This is KE8LAX back over to NAWRO.
KE8LAX from NAWRO. Thanks for the QSO, Dean. Have a good shift. We'll talk soon. NAWRO clear.
FADIC. KFADIC. 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 You still there, Tim?
KFADQ, listening statewide 1.
K-E-8-W-U-O. How'd the trip go, Wally?
I'm still here. Got another half a day.
Gotcha. Well, cool. Got some more learning to do. Nice. So far, so good?
Learning a lot. Learning some things there. Different out of the box, so I'll give you an update when I get back off the radio, but so far it's been exciting. It's been fun. Get to see all the new toys, too. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, the new toys would probably definitely be pretty neat to see, because they probably got some cool stuff there. That sounds fun.
Yeah, exactly. So going on back home, anything good? I'm actually on the Muskegon Tower right now, so, and it's all the bars, so it's working good. We've been talking a lot around here in just Simplex.
Gotcha, nice. Yeah, not too much going on around here right now. It's a little quiet. We got the net tomorrow. Sounds like Dean won't be able to make it, so I'll be picking it up. I just dropped off one of those phones for Dave to play with. And other than that, it's fairly quiet and uneventful. And 40 degrees isn't too bad, but I'm thinking we're going to get some warmer weather here soon, but you're not that far away.
Yeah, about 180 miles, so I think it's over tomorrow at noon. That's when we'll start heading home. I should be home by 5, 6 o'clock, so I'm going to go out to dinner tonight and hang out. So it was good. Got to know a lot of people pretty good. Got to meet Max real well, you know, so that was fun. And, you know, the other people. So it's kind of nice. You know, it's the nicest part about it is putting names with faces and then, you know, and then personalities. You get to know everybody's personality and they get to know yours. So that's you know, like when they give instructions or directions, you kind of get an idea where they're coming from. That's the bestest part about it all.
Yeah, that sounds like it would definitely help. You know, sometimes like reading in text messages is tough because you can't get the tone. But sometimes when you talk on the radio, you don't get the personality completely out of somebody. And so to see the mannerisms and to hear the, you know, the general theme of where someone's at and kind of see it for yourself, and it's probably a little bit easier to relate and see where they're coming from. And so I could definitely imagine that would help. So, well, that's cool. I'll bet that's pretty neat. I mean, I can't just imagine all the talent that's there too, you know, just kind of a lot of experts in their trade. So very cool.
Yeah, you know, the state system, the MPSC system, I just can't believe, you know, there's a lot of people here from that. And there's a lot of people that are involved in all sorts of different aspects of it. I mean, building maintenance guys and, you know, the shacks and the infrastructures and updating the softwares. And, I mean, there's a lot of people that keep that system up and running. So that was pretty impressive. And a lot of people, their eyes on it, things of that nature. So all of that stuff was kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds like that would be really cool. Because I could just imagine how many different people are involved in that, you know, the statewide, you know, P25, you know, simulcast and all of what goes behind the scenes on that. That's probably got quite a lot of people involved. And that would be really, really cool to get a taste of that, you know, and kind of, it's sort of one of those kind of thankless behind-the-scenes type of jobs that probably goes unnoticed most of the time. But knowing that there's that much, you know, infrastructure and, you know, personnel behind it is probably makes you appreciate it a little bit more. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of other things. When I see you or talk to you on the phone, too, you know, I'm not sure what to say on the radio, what not to say on the radio, you know. I mean, I don't think any of the stuff that I've seen or heard or, you know, talked with people about, I don't think any of it's got an element of secrecy to it, you know, because they're discussing it here, but I don't know, if, you know, nice way to say it. I don't know what I should say on the radio and what I shouldn't, so I'll just wait till I see you guys and tell you.
Absolutely, yeah. Don't say anything that you'll regret, that's for sure. But, well, and I don't want to put you in that position. So, but I'm heading back to the house with the dogs, and we will be looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
Okay. Lots of driving tomorrow, so I'll be on the radio a lot. And I go through Carson City to see my daughter again and have lunch or something like that. Then I'll be the other side of the moon for a little bit. But if she's not working tomorrow, then I'll just come straight across the highway, and then the radio should work all the way. So, can't wait, buddy. Take care. Thanks for everything you do. And I've volunteered you for a few things, just as a joke. But, you know, I said, we got a guy that can do that. So, All right. I'll talk to you later. WAB.
Well, sounds good. I'm always up for a challenge, so you know me. All right. 73, K8WUO, I'll be clear.
Yeah, if you ever need a job, that MPSCS, that's the place you should go looking. Motorola, that would be so cool. All right, later, Gator. WB.
I would be very tempted, especially if they start using the Silvus stuff, the screencasters, and to me, that's the way of the future, but... We're supposed to call it there. So I wonder if you saw any of that. Those would be the toys I would really like to play with. They're so expensive. But all right, we'll save that for another day. 73.
PC8MXG, listening.
KFHVRC, KFHATC, right?